Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. Tom Wirth is with us. He's a Grammy-nominated artist who's going to be performing kind of close to home coming up this weekend at the Corning Opera House at the Cultural Center there. We're going to talk with Tom a little bit about his career and how excited he is to come back kind of close to the old home place. Tom, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Jim. How are you doing this morning?
Well, good. Hey, tell us a little bit about your growing up years, because you kind of grew up in that area.
Well, I was born in Creston. And my mom and dad were school teachers there in Corning, Iowa, and that's where they met, actually. And so the product of that, I was born in Creston and lived the first 4 years of my life right there in Corning.
Very good. So getting a chance to come back close to home. Is this as close to kind of where you're from as you've been able to play?
Oh, I've been all over the United States over the last several years. I've even done some stuff overseas, so kind of been all over, but I don't get to get up in that area as much as I'd like to.
Sure. Well, I know, despite being an Iowa native, you're not here in these parts these days. You've been working a lot out of the Nashville area and doing a lot of writing and performing, and you've had a chance to do a little traveling, haven't you?
I have. It's actually been a great journey. I moved down here in 1994, man, and graduated high school and left home, and I've been down here ever since. So I guess you could say now I might be a transplant to Tennessee.
Have you always had that bug to perform and to get into the music industry?
You know, it was interesting. I was talking to one of my buddies the other day, and when I was a kid, when I was growing up, I was absolutely pretty shy. I was a pretty shy little guy, and it took me quite a while to kind of come out of that. And As I got older and stuff, I performed a little bit more. It became a little bit easier, and I used to get really, really nervous. And, you know, to be honest with you, I still get nervous. And the day that I don't get nervous, I'll probably do something else. But I always think that's really good, because then you're always working at your best level.
You always feel that, yeah. You always feel that obligation when you're performing to do your best and to satisfy those folks who came out to enjoy.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, a lot of people think in today's world, stand on the stage and everybody's there to see you. And from my perspective, from the stage, it's I'm there for them. So that makes it a great, great back and forth and great energy flow between the stage and the audience. And of course, I like to have my audiences become a part of the show, not just sit there and watch somebody sing to them.
Absolutely. There are so many stories about folks who wanted to get into the music industry. As we all know, it's a very difficult road. It can be a long and frustrating road. What is your story?
I'm probably both. It's been difficult. It's been frustrating, but it's also been very rewarding and very gratifying. And I've gotten to work with some of my musical heroes over the past several years. And some other folks that I never thought in a million years I'd work with. Just for example, one of those guys is a good buddy of mine, Eddie Money, from the 80s rock era. And he came to Nashville, and myself and John Fortoli from England Dan and John Fortoli got to do some producing with Eddie. And I've actually got a song that I've co-written with Eddie and my road manager, Scott Soderberg, who, ironically enough, was the program director at KAUS in Austin, Minnesota. And now he's road managing for me, and also we do a lot of co-writing, and it's just kind of crazy how it all works out. Gotten to work with one of my favorites, and I say this, Vince Gill on the last record. Him and I did a song together, and you know, it's just things that you sit. I remember sitting up on a Friday night in Iowa, and we'd be watching Austin City Limits on Channel 27, which is Iowa Public Television. And we were watching the show. I think I still have the VHS tape of that performance. And to sit there on a Friday night and to think, wow, one day I may get to meet that guy. But then when you get to say, I got to work with some of these people, it's pretty incredible.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and you're working with a lot of people who probably, like you, got their start also by writing material as well. Do you enjoy that part of it, being creative?
I love that part of it. I think I like that just as much as I do out performing, going out and being on the stage. I've also developed a real love for being in the studio and being playing that producer role as well, and working with the other musicians and, you know, trying to come up with that sound for that song. I mean, it takes a lot of time and effort to do this kind of stuff. And, you know, when you think about it, I always kind of laugh about it. When you think about it, $15 for an album is really cheap when you compare to all the time and effort that these musicians put into it.
You bet. Where do you get inspiration to write the music? Does it come from different places?
Yeah, it does. A lot of guys ask me, they say, do you write the lyrics first or do you write the music first? And I'd say predominantly I'm a melody guy first. But believe it or not, I like to go out in the woods. I like to go hiking. We got some great areas here in the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. And I try and get out there several times every year. And I find inspiration out there in nature, but I also find it when I'm co-writing with some of the other guys I've gotten to write with, and just having a conversation with them about what's going on in their life and, you know, what's going on in the world and kind of how we're feeling that day. And, you know, it kind of just direction takes to where the song wants to go. The song will tell you if you listen. And so it kind of comes up. Sometimes it's, you got to wrestle it down.
Mm-hmm. Tom, how would you describe your music? Is it purely country?
No, I wouldn't say purely country. Being from Iowa, I think one of the benefits musically is we're in the center of the United States. And being in the center of the United States, we got a lot of, you know, West Coast influences, East Coast, North, South. I mean, we've got the whole thing. I like to do a variety. I mean, I love doing gospel stuff. I like good old Southern gospel music. You know, bluegrass, R&B, soulful stuff. In fact, last year I spent the whole year with one of my co-producers, Tony Coleman, who played drums for B.B. King for like 30 years. We did a show down there for the whole year at B.B. King's Blues Bar. And everybody thought, well, that was interesting. And the cool thing is that country and blues are really kissing cousins. So if you listen to it, and Tony and I would have this conversation all the time about if it's natural, if it's real, you know, Willie Nelson can be considered a soul singer. Then you turn around and you get Otis Redding and just guys that are natural in their own state. And that's all I try to do, is just be who I am. And it's a lot easier to do that than try and be somebody I'm not.
Sure. Talk a little bit about your latest album.
Latest album, A Different Soul, was the last full album. And like I said, I got to work with T.W. Cargyle out of Nashville here. And I worked with, we call him Tiny. He's 6'8", but we call him Tiny. Him and Tony Coleman both co-produced my last album. And this was kind of a reach and a stretch from what I'd done previously. Actually, it was just more of a opportunity to do what I haven't been able to do on the first two albums. And that was stretch out a little more into that blues and gospel vein a bit. One of the songs that I really love on that album, I'm really proud of, and I'm really grateful that Mrs. Bland and Rod Bland were okay with me cutting this, but I recorded a Bobby Blue Bland song called You've Gotta Hurt Before You Heal. And I just think it's an incredible song. It's something he did many years ago, and it's just one of those timeless tunes that I thought needed to come back. I always tell everybody I think Bobby Blue Bland was like the Merle Haggard of the blues because he just told the truth. So I've written some other songs on that album, too, but I think that one's probably the one on that record for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're getting a chance to kick off a tour with this startup here in Corning, and got to be looking forward to seeing a lot of folks around the Midwest. Is that where you're going to be primarily traveling?
We're going to be kind of all over, I think, this year. I think we've got some stuff in June coming up in New Mexico. I know in the wintertime I'm going to be in South Texas, kind of on the Gulf. So we're calling that section, because it'll be 70 degrees all winter, the Comfortable Suffering Tour.
Mama didn't raise no dummy.
That's right.
Well, very good. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun with this. Again, this will be the opening leg, the start of this leg of the tour, coming up this Saturday, February 9th. That'll be a 7 p.m. performance. You can get adult and student tickets in advance by visiting the folks at CorningOperaHouse.com. Or, of course, you can get them the day of the show as well when you come on down. But make sure you get your seats and get those tickets ahead of time. Very reasonably priced, and you'll get an opportunity to enjoy some good down-home music, it sounds like, from Tom Worth. Tom, thanks so much for your time here today. Good luck with the tour, and I hope you have a great time there in Corning.
Jim, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.